Track 12, A Medieval Christmas. The medieval babes will perform their seasonal show, The Ceremony, at Norwich Cathedral on December the 17th. We look at how Christmas in the Middle Ages has influenced our modern-day festive traditions.
Winter festivities have existed in various forms for thousands of years. The oldest we know of are Yule, celebrated by the Norse people of ancient Scandinavia, and the ancient Roman winter festival Saturnalia, which both coincided with the winter solstice. Medieval Christmas celebrations would have followed the local customs, but while the modern holiday has changed quite a bit over the centuries, it is amazing how many of the old traditions, carols and foods have managed to survive the test of time. A medieval Christmas was 12 full days of feasting and fun. This was a time of coming together, when processions and pantomimes were enjoyed, and where servants and lords would celebrate alongside each other. The medieval babes' Christmas shows, which includes Norwich Cathedral on December 17th, continued to observe some of these historic customs and traditions in their performances, music and costumes. My favourite Christmas tradition that harkens back to medieval times is when we take to the streets prior to our Christmas shows with flaming torches, says group member Catherine Blake. It was very common for revellers to maraud through the streets at Christmas, going door to door in outlandish costumes. Nothing beats a good old-fashioned sing-song at Christmas, adds Josephine Ravenheart. Many of the songs in the babes' seasonal repertoire use the melodies of ancient folk dances. It's so wonderful to carry on the tradition of these songs that have been passed down to us through many, many generations. Christmas has always been a time for merriment. I like to celebrate in true medieval style with a glass of mead, preferably by an open fire, says Marie Findlay. One tradition that has endured the transition from pagan to Christian and is still celebrated across Norfolk is wassailing. The orchard-based drinking ceremony took place to ensure a plentiful apple harvest, and households would collect alcohol in a large vessel or chalice called a susan. The chalice was frequently decorated with holly and ivy, and partygoers would not leave until the chalice was empty. A medieval Christmas party! Over the years, the chalice has remained an important part of many ceremonies and customs. Viewed as a symbol of connection and community, it is often used to create a sense of unity. At Christmas time, it can also be seen to represent the abundance that is needed when the days are at their shortest. As a nod to this vessel of communal jubilation, the medieval babe ceremony will commence with the lighting of the chalice. In true medieval Christian tradition, this will be followed by a torchlight procession led by the chalice bearer to Norwich Cathedral. This immersive, interactive experience will set the tone for the evening of revelry to come. Concert goers are invited to join the procession or to just enjoy the spectacle as it culminates in the entrance into the cathedral. Many of our other modern-day Christmas traditions, like gift-giving, originated in the Middle Ages too. In many places, to honour St Nicholas, the patron saint of children, a man dressed in bishop's robes would ride on a donkey to deliver gifts to the children. Certain spices were thought to be especially warming for the winter months, such as ginger, cloves, cinnamon and nutmeg. Many of our festive desserts contain these spices, along with medieval festive food, which always included cakes with chopped fruits, mincemeat and gingerbread. In medieval times, caroling and dancing was banned in churches, so partygoers would instead go door to door to sing, starting the tradition of Christmas caroling. Mumming, where people would dress up and put on elaborate plays, was a forerunner of today's pantomimes. Over time, medieval folk tunes, which were celebratory in tone, were repurposed with the famous Christmas carol lyrics that we know today. Many of these are medieval babes' seasonal favourites and sung at their Christmas concerts, such as Gaudete, Personent Hodie, and In Dulci Jubilo. And did you know that Good King Wenceslas was originally a 13th century springtime carol? But what started the hanging of a holly wreath on the Christmas door? Holly was a sacred pagan symbol, and to escape persecution, it was hung on doors by Christians to mask their secret celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany, which is Twelfth Night. Christmas trees were also introduced by the Vikings, who worshipped the evergreens of Scandinavian forests. Believing they were the plant of Baldur, the sun god, they represented the promise of new life and spring around the corner to fortify them through the coming cold winter months.